In the name of the one true and living God, amen. Our lessons for this morning gratefully touch upon a common theme, the generosity of God. In the first lesson, we heard the continued story of the Hebrew children who, after being freed from slavery and saved from Pharaoh and his charioteers, are now facing a new challenge as they make their way toward the promised land. They are starving and do not shy away from making their complaints known. And once again, God made God's generosity known and provided for them meat and manna from heaven. In the gospel, Jesus tells a parable commonly known as the workers in the vineyard. And we heard the story of workers, or those who wanted to work, who are lined up looking to be hired out for the day. Beginning at dawn, a landowner went out looking for those to work in his fields, promising to pay each one. And what is their pay? A single denarius, a single silver coin, an amount that hardly feeds a family for a single day. Yet each one goes out and toils, picking grapes and tending vines under conditions we can only imagine. The landowner does it again at noon, again at 3, and again near the close of the day. At the end of the day, the landowner instructed his manager to pay each worker. The late hires are paid the day's agreed wage, one precious coin. So, of course, those workers who had been working hard since early sunup see this and think, wow, this is a generous man. Surely if he is handing out a full day's wage to these guys, maybe he'll be even more generous to us who have been slaving away all the day long. They watched as each man got paid, and now it was their turn. But instead of receiving a bonus for their hard labor, they received the same amount given those who worked 9 and 6 and a mere 3 hours. It's an outrage, it's unfair, they cried. How can you possibly give these late comers the same wage? We were here first, we worked the longest. We've been here since the crack of dawn. How quickly the earliest workers had forgotten that the landowner had indeed kept his bargain with them. Each one received what was promised them. But instead of appreciating what they had been given, they became envious and resentful. The landowner's response to them and to all of us who may begrudge the blessing of others, he said, "Friend, I am doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for the usual daily wage? Take what belongs to you and go. I choose to give to this last the same as I give to you. Am I not allowed to do what I choose with what belongs to me? Or are you envious because I am generous?" We are not told whether those who had been toiling from sun up until sundown received any other compensation than what they had been promised, or if they continue to grumble until they close their eyes at night, or even if they showed gratefulness as they were able to feed their families for another day. The parable simply ends, so the last will be first, and the first will be last. Knowing myself, knowing us, we may understand where those workers were coming from. Who could blame them? Equal pay for equal work is fair. Equal pay for unequal work is not fair. Fortunately, unfortunately, we live in the real world. Life isn't always fair. You and I have heard the stories. Heck, many of us have a similar story to tell. We did everything we were supposed to do. Like the workers in the vineyard, we showed up. We worked hard. We were on time. We played well with the team. We gave 110%. We went above and beyond, only to have someone else get preferential treatment. The loudest accolades, the best seats, that dream position, even when we had seniority. Yeah, sometimes life just isn't fair. In this nation alone, the debate continues on what is considered a fair wage, and rightly so. For there are too many who are considered the working poor if they have a job at all. Too many people, especially essential workers, are struggling to make ends meet. There are too many who are discriminated against. A group of colleagues and I were talking via Zoom the other day. And one of them brought up how some of her hearing impaired congregants do not make nearly the amount per hour as their hearing co-workers. And we know this is true for many persons, people of color, women, the physically challenged, the mentally challenged, people over a certain age. But we see our tax dollars wasted. Social security is now being threatened. Millions of dollars are spent on stuff, sports players' salaries, military spending, other things, and yet there isn't enough housing or community centers. There are one too many food deserts. We wonder why some monies aren't better spent making sure that all children receive the same quality education, or that everyone has access to affordable health coverage. Oh, we could go on and on. And yet, this is why Jesus came down from heaven. This is why Jesus took the time to teach his disciples, including us, about God and the nature and wonder of God, the truth of who God is. As only Jesus could do. He teaches us how we ought to turn our human standards, our thinking, our views around, and consider how God operates and how we are to better live our lives. Above and beyond the generosity of the owner of the vineyard, God delights in distributing God's grace, mercy, and gifts as God chooses. Like the owner of the vineyard, God does not give those things according to what or who we think is deserving. God does not give out God's gifts based on how long or how well we or others may perform. Isaiah 55, 8 through 9 reminds us, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." The truth is that no one of us, not one of us, can earn what God freely gives. Not one of us can earn a place in the kingdom of heaven. We receive all things according to God's steadfast love and goodness. My friends, the good news is that God's gifts are shed lavishly and abundantly upon each and every one of us, because we are all God's sons and daughters, all equals in the eyes of God. God's gifts are shed on the rich as well as the poor, those who consider themselves privileged as well as those who feel left out or left behind, the sinner as well as the saint, the first as well as the last. Yes, upon us all. At the end of the day, it is not about us and our comparisons. It is about the revelation that Jesus gives to us of who God is. God who is kind, merciful, compassionate, loving, steadfast, generous, and provides beyond all measure, and who bids us to be and do the same. Amen.